The government of Ghana has received a grant of 22 million euros from the Italian government to establish the Ghana Private Sector Development Facility. The main component of this project is a soft loan for Ghanaian entrepreneurs amounting to 20 million euros. The remaining 2 million will be used to manage the credit facility and implement additional activities. Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Joseph Annan, announced this at a news conference in Accra. Benjamin Ajay-Boateng was there for Radio Ghana.
Since 2004, the main initiative of the Italian cooperation in Ghana has been the small support program called Ghana Private Sector Development Facility. This is a mixed technical assistance project with both loan and grant components in favor of Ghanaian companies. Following the successful completion of the first phase of this project implemented between 2004 and 2008 with a total budget of 11 million euros, the Italian government approved in 2008 additional financial resources of 22 million euros. This is to support the efforts of the government of Ghana in promoting the private sector development. The Deputy Minister, Joseph Annan, said government is convinced that the potential of small and medium enterprises to stimulate economic growth is huge since they already contribute to over 80% of the country's GDP. He said the realization of the full potential of the sector, however, is hampered by challenges relating to the acquisition and application of appropriate technology, finance, marketing, amongst others. The Italian grants will therefore relieve entrepreneurs of such challenges. He appealed to the credit facility beneficiaries to adhere to their repayment schedules in order to make the initiative successful. The Italian ambassador to Ghana, Tullio Guma, said Italy's economic development has mainly been based on SMEs, and so it is the expectations of the Italian government that the Ghana Private Sector Development Facility will implement a similar development model. The GPSDF program has been welcomed by private companies and financial institutions, and over 450 applications have already been received.
Benjamin Ajay-Boateng reporting.